The head of Iran's Hajj mission has called for the formation of a fact-finding committee to investigate the deadly stampede.
The fact-finding committee, as called by the Islamic Revolution leader, is a key and serious demand of Iran. It should be clarified why the Saudi police directed Iranian pilgrims to the 204 seat while, in the past years, our pilgrims used other avenues. Saudis should answer why pilgrims' movement was blocked and why there was no help right after the incident.
Ali Ghazi Asghar said Saudi officials blocked the movement of pilgrims for unknown reasons and led a large number of them onto one street. He slammed Saudi authorities for refusing to allow Iranians to conduct a rescue operation in the wake of the incident. Ghazi Asghar also criticized incompetent Saudi medical staff and an inefficient rescue operation despite frequent tragedies that happened there in the past. The head of Iran's Hajj mission also added that the death toll of Iranian pilgrims stands at 464, with 69 people still missing. So far, the bodies of 316 victims have been sent back to Iran.
Another group of Hajj pilgrims comes back to Imam Khomeini International Airport near the Iranian capital, Tehran. A mixed atmosphere of grief and joy is felt. Several scenes of hugging the loved ones, shedding tears of both joy and sadness. Some carry their lost friend suitcases and tell us about their difficult days in Saudi Arabia.
Unfortunately, on the day of the incident, there was nobody around to help us. We have lost one of our fellow pilgrims. I blame Saudi Arabia, which could have prevented such a tragedy. But what we saw, there was a total mismanagement of the incident.
We lost one of our friends. We spent tragic days in Saudi Arabia. I demand our government to push for a thorough investigation into what happened in Mina.
The head of the Iranian Red Crescent Society's medical team, Ali Marashi, who came back with this group of pilgrims, reports on the society's efforts in Saudi Arabia to identify, locate, treat and transfer the wounded Iranian pilgrims.
The last wounded Iranian was transferred to Iran and there are no more identified Iranians in Saudi Arabia. We have thoroughly searched all the hospitals in Mecca, Taif, Jeddah, Mina and Arafat.
This is why there has been no explanation from Saudi officials about the root cause or causes of the event, and this has caused great anger among Muslim nations.
Authorities have time and again slammed Saudi Arabia's mishandling of the situation and criticized Riyadh for assigning inexperienced people to manage the Hajj affairs. Senior Iranian officials are also calling for the formation of a fact-finding committee to look into the incident and answer all the questions regarding the catastrophe. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.